Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast, where tonight we are chatting all things Aurora Tea Garden. I'm your host, Lisa, and with me tonight is the amazing Caroline. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. How was your Monday so far?
So far, so good. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Did you have a good weekend?
It was. Like, some of my family was sick, so just try to stay away from them.
Just say that's no bueno. You just kind of, like, I love you, but go away. Don't get me sick.
Yeah. Yeah. From afar. I love you from afar.
Right. Did you watch any of the movies this weekend? The Hallmark Channel movies?
Yes. I watched both the Saturday movie and Good Witch.
Oh, you did? Did you stay up for the preview show?
I stayed up, but, like, I don't know if I remember everything.
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, after a certain time, my brain just shuts off, and I thought, there's no way.
I listened. I really love them both,
but there was no way I could stay up that late.
I laid on my bed, and I just listened to it.
I'm going to say I'm superficially excited for summer movies, because, I'll have to catch it later, but... okay, so tonight, no, we are not talking summer movies. We are talking August mysteries. That's right, people. The mysteries are back. And I don't know about you, but I miss Sunday mysteries. And when they're gone for a while, I get sad. So August is going to be fun. I like having them back once a Sunday.
Yeah, I love the mysteries because I love the romances too, but like, this gives you like a little break from the rom-coms and everything. So I love the Mystery Sundays.
I do too. I feel like it rounds out the weekend. Like it's a nice way to end the weekend. I get in my jammies. I get up in my big old bed with all my pillows and I turn on the mysteries and I'm like, this is the best way to end the weekend. So I'm glad they're coming back. Mm-hmm. And starting this Sunday, August 4th, we are starting a 3-weekend run of Aurora Tea Garden movies. So, I got to ask you this. Have you read any of these books?
I haven't. I'm ashamed.
Me either.
I'm ashamed to call myself an Aurora fan.
You know, I haven't either. And I've had, okay, I don't know. So, I'm just speaking to the public reactions that I've seen, but I see it's a 50-50 split. Some people have told me, oh my gosh, you gotta read them. If you love the movies, you'll love the books. And then some people say, don't even bother with the books. I don't know. I'm torn.
I think like the first couple of like books are with the movie, but I think now they're writing their own stories and everything. So I don't think it's as with the books anymore, if that makes any sense. From what
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. I thought maybe it would be a summer project, but now we're pretty much in August, and I'm like, so this dream has died once again this summer. Maybe next summer I'll read all the, maybe I'll read all the books next summer. Okay, so books aside, have you watched all the Aurora Tea Garden movies? There have been 9 so far, and after this month, there'll be 12 total.
I have watched them all.
Me too.
I'm a total geek.
No, me too. Okay, so I'm super excited. So, yes. So this is giving another mystery series, the series that shall not be named, a run for its money in total number of movies. So,
yes,
pretty soon it's going to surpass the other one.
Yeah.
I'll just call it the other one.
The other one.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, so for those of you out there in listening land who have never watched an Aurora Tea Garden movie, and this is going to be your first glimpse into the series, I'm going to give you a quick, super quick rundown. The Aurora Tea Garden series is based on the books by Charlene Harris. You might know her from the True Blood series. She wrote those books, the Suki Stackhouse. I read the first one of those, I will say that, and I didn't go on. I don't remember why, but I know I bought several of them, but I never read more than that. Anyways, it stars Candace Cameron Bure as the lead, Aurora Roe Tea Garden, who's a librarian who also runs her town's Real Murders Club, which is as amazing as it sounds. It's just a group of people that sit around and talk about real murders and try and solve unsolved mysteries. Yes. Caroline, would you be a part of a group like that?
Totally. Like, I wish I lived in a bigger town to have a real murders club like that. That'd be so fun.
Right.
You know what? Hallmark should start.
I think it sounds amazing.
A Real Murders Club Facebook account.
Oh, that'd be fun.
There you go, Hallmark. You're welcome.
You should do it. Yeah. Idea done.
Yeah.
Thank you. That would be fun. Although, and then I start thinking about it and I'm like, but do I really want to dig in real murders? I don't know. Yeah. It looks fun on TV, but then at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if I want to sit around with a bunch of people and talk about murders all day. But
I like watching.
They make it look fun.
I will say, I like watching them do it.
Yeah. But okay. So Candace Cameron Bure, yes, that's the lead. And then Alexa Doing, which I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. If I'm not, send me a comment at feedback@hallmarkiespodcast.com and let me know. Alexa Doing plays Sally Allison, a reporter with the local newspaper, and is also Aurora's best friend and a member of the Real Murders Club. So Aurora and Sally are BFFs, and they, to me, are what make this whole series. I love their friendship. I love the craziness that they get tied up in, and I love Sally's faces whenever Aurora gets mixed up in something crazy.
Yes.
She makes me laugh so much. So, then you have Mary Lou Henner, which is Aida Teagarden, Aurora's mom, who's a real estate agent in the town and basically hates the Real Murders Club and that Ro is always finding dead bodies. She basically hates Aurora sleuthing with a passion. There are a couple of other, not always regulars, but for the most part, they're there. There's Miranda Friggin. She plays Detective Lynn Smith, who is also the police chief, who also hates the Real Murders Club and that Aurora is always finding dead bodies and that Aurora is always inserting herself in her investigations. There is Peter Benson, who plays Arthur Smith, who's also a detective, who is married to Lynn Smith and who briefly dated Aurora. Hello, awkward. That makes for some interesting tie-ins sometimes. And then the new recent love interest, R.I.P. Yannick Bisson, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Niall Mader is Nick Miller, who was introduced last season in The Disappearing Game, is a college professor who lives next to Aurora and is really good at wearing button-down Henleys. So,
truth.
There's your intro. Yes, there's your intro to the main characters of Aurora Tea Garden. So, like I said, last year we got three new Aurora Tea Garden movies. The first one of the season was Last Seen Alive, where we learned, sadly, that John, who used to play Aida's boyfriend, was no longer a part of the show. She broke up with him. Mm. He wanted to marry her, and she said, nay. Well, that made me sad. I liked John. Did you like John?
I love John, and I love every time he proposed and stuff. I'm like, just say yes. Just like, I love him. Like, please.
Right?
I feel so bad for him.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but he was also super attractive, and I liked looking at him, and I was like, mm-hmm. Why is he gone? I thought he and Aida made a really cute couple, even though she hated that he was also part of the Real Murders Club.
Yeah. But I also think she kind of liked having him there to help with Aurora too, in a way. Yes. You know, like,
but so. Although she did not like it when they would get together and gang up on stuff.
Yeah. But. Yeah. That was funny though.
Yeah. But I was sad that he was gone.
Me too.
And then after that, we got Reap What You Sow. And this is where we realize that Yannick Bisson, who played Martin, Aurora's love interest for, what, 4 or 5 movies?
Yeah, at least,
It was a few. I've actually got it written down because I'm a nerd.
What
like
number
that.
Is
one,
it?
One,
is
two,
it
three, nine. Four. Five?
I think
he
five.
He was on one, two, three, four, five. Yes, he was in 5 movies as her boyfriend. And in the last scene alive, he kind of takes off to go help a friend in South America who was a former CIA buddy or something. And then all of a sudden in Reap What You Sow, it was kind of a one-off comment. Oh, Aurora, are you okay now that Martin's permanently gone and you're forever alone? Like, what?
Yeah.
Sad.
I was sad. I didn't know he was going to be gone. And then, like, whenever Kana started talking about it, I was like, no, bring him back.
Yeah, I didn't realize until that episode. I didn't know he wasn't coming back until watching it on the actual episode. And I was like, what?
Me
and
too.
I go to Twitter, and yeah, I saw Candace send out a tweet saying, unfortunately, you know, Yannick didn't renew with us or something like that. And I was kind of devastated. Like, they were perfect. I loved them together.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because in the next one, The Disappearing Game, they more than made up for it, and they gave us Niall Mader. Yeah. So they added him to the series in the last season, The Disappearing Game, which here's where, okay, I really liked Martin Bartel. I really liked him. I thought he was a good balance to Aurora. I liked the chemistry. I like how they played off each other. It was nice that he was ex-CIA, so he had, like, insights into helping her with crimes and stuff. But he was also very hesitant to let Aurora be Aurora and be her sleuth herself. But it seems as though Nick Miller is going to maybe become her partner in crime and maybe start helping her sleuth some of these things.
And I can't wait. Like,
do you get that vibe too, that maybe he,
yes, and they look so cute in the preview.
Yeah, I know. So I'm hoping, and okay, this is where I'm going to pull out my soapbox, because one of the other mysteries I really love, and I know I've talked about this before, is Murder, She Baked. And I'm totally team Norman, because Norman is always right with what's her character's name?
Oh, man. It just slipped my mind.
Allison Sweeney's character. Y'all know who I'm talking about. He's always right there with her, helping her. Like, what are we going to do now? Who are we going to investigate now? What are we going to do? And yes.
Team I was Norman. I like Norman too. But Cameron Matheson, I mean, they're both good.
Cameron Matheson's very, very attractive. And I really like that whole protective vibe. But I think Norman supports her better, so I'm team Norman. But that's what I think this is happening with Nick Miller. I'm hoping that he's going to...
I think from the behind-the-scenes stuff that I saw, like on like Instagram and everything, I think that's what he's going to be, just from what I saw. But I could be wrong.
I hope so. I did watch those behind-the-scenes clips, and I was hoping that they would give us, like, secret insights, but it was more just fun stuff, which I'm not opposed to. I'll take whatever I can get, but yeah, so I'm hoping that that's what happens. Okay, so we've got 3 new ones coming up, and we're going to go through each one, and I'm going to ask you what you think, because we're going to rate them, and I'll tell you what the rating is when we get there. But overall, what are you maybe hoping for in these 3 movies? Because you've seen them all, so you know these characters. What are you maybe hoping for?
I hope Aida finds another love interest. Yes. I hope Nick and Ro get together, like, officially.
Yes.
And I hope all three, Sally, Roe, and Nick, crime fight together. It would just be so much fun.
That would be fun. They were like the Three Musketeers.
Yes, and it'll be so fun. And okay. I just excited for the murders, I guess, if you can say that.
That's amazing. I'm excited for the murders. I'll put that on a t-shirt. I'm excited for the murders. And then on the back, put Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. That'd be awesome.
Sorry.
I personally want to see Sally find someone that she can date who turns out not to be a murderer or a terrible person.
That's true. Bless her heart. She's always found the bad ones.
I know. And I love Sally. Like, seriously, Sally is my favorite out of all of these characters. And I'm like, just give me one tiny little subplot love interest for Sally. Or, you know, it would be amazing if Lillian, the librarian, got a love interest.
Yes.
I would die. I would die. Okay. So I'm going to give a brief summary of these three new Aurora movies that are coming out. And after the summaries, we can discuss them. But then I want you to tell me, the rating is going to be, how many Jessica Fletchers do you think it's going to be? With four Jessicas being the best and one Jessica being the worst.
Okay. Perfect. Yes.
Because I love me some Jessica Fletcher. Okay. So the first of the new ones is going to be A Game of Cat and Mouse. And it's coming out this Sunday, August 4th. And it's going to have the regulars, Candace Cameron-Bure, Lexa Doing, Niall Mader, Mary Lou Henner. It's going to be directed by Mark Jean, which he has done a bunch on Hallmark. And most recently, Last Bridesmaid, Flip That Romance. He's done basically all the Fixer Upper Mysteries. He did one of my favorite Hallmark movies and mysteries, the random Hello, It's Me with Kevin Smith and the woman who plays Haley Dean, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Martin.
Yes, which is such a random movie, but I loved it. And then, of course, everyone's favorite, Nine Lives of Christmas. So he knows his way around the Hallmark universe. So I'm pretty excited that he's at the lead of this one. And it's written by Tina Booth. And the summary is, okay, when someone begins taunting Aurora Teagarden with cryptic clues left at crime scenes, the librarian turned crime buff attempts to figure out who's behind this creepy game. But when the people closest to Aurora become targets, the game takes on a much more dangerous edge as it points to a planned murder. And once it is discovered that Aurora's blossoming relationship with Professor Nick Miller, hello, might be the source of jealousy that is driving the crime spree, Aurora must be especially careful not to become the next victim. Shut the front door. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Now, first of all, it's right there. Blossoming relationship between Aurora and Nick.
I am here for
that.
Woo!
I'm ready.
Oh, I love his name is Nick Miller, too.
Like it's a good name, right? It's a solid name. That's a good one. I always like one-syllable men's names.
Mm-hmm. And it's like NM, like Niall Mader, Nick Miller.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. I think about stuff way too much.
He could steal anything that was monogrammed.
Yes, he could.
If you're welcome, was monogrammed in his, in his wardrobe, he could just steal it. Nobody would know. This was mine before I got here. Thanks. Okay, so I looked at the promo shots from this, the promo photographs, and I played a little game that I like to call, well, I kind of stole it from Lainey Gossip. She runs a gossip site, and she likes to play a game called Photo Assumptions, where you look at photos and you assume the worst. And I looked at the photos from this, and first of all, Lillian is in this one, and I always like it when she's in the movies because she cracks me up. I think she's great. But there is one photograph where Aurora and Nick are in pajamas. But they're standing together in a doorway, coming out of that doorway at the same time. And all I want to say is, don't tease me, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, because I know it's going to be like maybe he runs over from next door because he hears a noise. or something like that. But that photograph is very misleading. And I just want it to be on the record that they are both in the same shot in pajamas.
I did not notice that, but I'm glad you pointed that out. Go, Lisa.
I did. I went through all of them. I know. Talk about nerd. I did all. I went through all of them, and I looked for clues of maybe what could happen. So according to this, it says when people closest to Roar become targets, so I'm guessing family?
Or her flight. Aida? Her friend?
Or,
yeah, or Aida? Sally?
Sally? I mean, because she doesn't really have a whole lot besides, I mean, well, they always bring that nephew in.
Is he in one of the movies?
He's
in one of these.
I think he's in the last one.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's might be in all three of these. I don't know. I was trying to decide, but, you know, some of these cast lists aren't the most up to date, but maybe he's one of them.
You think they're trying to hurt Nick too?
That could be because it says people closest to Aurora. Maybe that means Nick.
And her.
That means that someone's going to come in and try and make a play for Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to be looking for a woman murderer.
Those are the best.
Yes.
That could be on a shirt, too. There women murderers. Those are the best. But I'm trying to decide. I don't know. I like games within game, like this creepy game. I'm trying to decide, though, will it be too obvious once it starts if there's a random woman that starts to make a play for Nick? I feel like this is all leading up to some red herring, though. I don't think it's really going to be a woman murderer.
That would be too obvious. But
I feel like, though, but it's a good title, Game of Cat and Mouse. I like this. So I'm excited for this one. And I think I'm going to give it 3 Jessica Fletchers. I think it's going to be a good one.
Mm. I'm going to give it 3.5 Jessicas.
Ooh. 3.5 Jessicas.
I'm just excited to see Niall again.
That's true. I do like him. Okay, so a week from Sunday, a week from that Sunday, August 11th, is we're going to get An Inheritance to Die For. And it's got the same people, you know, the same main characters. It's written by Tina Booth, and I guess a man named James Head has also contributed to the story. And it's directed by Michael Robeson, who's also currently working on Darrow and Darrow 4. He's done a lot of Haley Dean mysteries for Christmas. He did A Shoe Addict's Christmas and A Godwink Christmas. So he's also pretty known throughout Hallmark world. So that's nice. This summary says Sally Allison's aunt is poisoned during a family wedding reception, and Aurora Teagarden vows to get to the bottom of the crime, especially when her mother, a friend of the dead woman, stands to inherit the bulk of the massive estate. With the help of from her new beau, Nick, and her real Murders Club regulars, Ro won't stop until she brings the killer to justice or dies trying.
Oh.
Okay. So I love things like that, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to take that description seriously when you know the next week she's got another mystery coming out. So she probably won't die trying.
Die Yeah.
So she probably will try hard, but she won't die trying because next Sunday she'll be doing something else. Okay, so I personally think this is a little confusing, so maybe you can help me decipher this. It says, Aurora Teagarden vows to get to the bottom of the crime, especially when her mother, a friend of the dead woman, okay, so the dead woman is Sally's aunt, and especially when her mother, is that referring to Aurora's mother, Aida, or Sally's mom?
I would assume Sally's mom, but it makes it sound like Ro's mom.
Right? It makes it sound like it's Aida that's going to inherit. But then I'm thinking, between these two Teagarden women, they inherit a lot of stuff. And so,
yes,
I need to become a Teagarden. But it gets to the bottom, especially when her mother, a friend of the dead woman, because Sally's mom wouldn't be a friend of her own sister, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So is Aida, like, super good friends with Sally's aunt?
Aunt. It sounds like
this must be a really small town.
Yeah.
Okay, because that confused me, and I'm gonna be interested to see how it actually plays out. Because right now I'm super confused of whether it's Sally's mom or Aida. But okay, so she inherits. So I guess Sally's aunt is super rich, and has this mm-hmm. massive estate. Sure. Mm-hmm. I guess. But I guess the most important part here is that it looks like Aurora and Nick are going to be together officially.
Yay.
So we'll see how that plays out too. I don't know. I don't know. I looked at the photos for all of these. So on this one, most of the photos, all the characters were dressed in Roaring Twenties wear with men's and bow ties or cravats. And then there's a couple of photos where Aida and God, what's the guy who also kind of writes for the paper? Is mm-hmm. it Perry? Maybe it's Perry Dell. Anyways, yeah. They're in a warehouse and they're standing over a dead body. So I guess there's maybe two murders in this one because the aunt is poisoned at a family wedding, but then there's another photograph where there's another murder in a warehouse. Maybe this is spoilers. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I don't know anything about the movie other than this. So, I think this is going to be a double murder one. And
I think so, too.
I don't know. This one doesn't grab me as much as the first one.
Mm-hmm. If I knew who they're talking about either if it's Sally's mom or Rose mom, maybe I would be more excited about it, but yeah, this is the one I'm
maybe
least
it's just
because
there's
about.
Not a lot. I tried to look for some other summaries, because you know TV Guide gives some really funny summaries sometimes, but they didn't really have a whole lot different. Mm-hmm. And I tried to look for some other overalls just to see if I could piece anything else together, but this was kind of like the most descriptive one. But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to give this 2.5 Jessicas.
I'm going to go with you, 2.5.
Yeah, I gave it an extra half for the Nick and Ro boyfriend-girlfriend status.
Yes.
But we'll see.
Facebook official.
I know, and I'm like, I always feel so goofy, like after a certain age, calling somebody a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think it's funny
sorry,
too.
Y'all. If you are, if you're like over the age of 40 and you still call your significant other boyfriend or girlfriend, don't at me. I'm sorry. It's just a personal preference. It's not a judgment.
That's true.
Okay, but if you really want to, you get feedback at homeworkiespodcast.com. Okay, so the last of the three is going to be Very Foul Play, and this is going to come out August 18th. And same people again. It's going to have Candace Cameron Bure, Alexa Doing, Niall Mader, and Mary Lou Henner. Although Niall Mader is not featured in this poster, which is concerning slightly. He's not in the background. In the other two posters, if you look at the other two posters, I think it's the second one of the series. Niall Mader looks super surprised and confused. The face he's making it makes me laugh. But he's not featured in this one. It's written by Tina Booth. Jim Head has also contributed, and so has Michael Vickerman. And it's directed by Martin Wood, who has done a bunch of other Aurora Tea Gardens, including the first one. He's directed episodes of Wind Calls the Heart, Chesapeake Shores, and one of my favorites from a couple of years ago, Love Locks. I loved that movie. So mm-hmm. I'm super pumped for Martin Wood to be back on this franchise. So the summary for this one is, while attending a weekend confab of murder mystery and true crime fans, Aurora and her Real Murders Club pals agree to appear in the stage production of a fun murder mystery. However, when a very real murder is committed on stage in front of everyone during an unplanned blackout, Aurora's nephew, Philip, becomes the prime suspect when the lights come back up and he is found holding the murder weapon, a bloody knife. Dun, dun, dun. Oh. So when I read this one, all I could think about was, do you think that the writers were like, what? When they saw Mystery 101, this last one that came out, they were like, no way, we just wrote one of those.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's funny.
That's what happened.
I didn't think about that until you said it.
That's what happens in ours. We were going to stage a play and have the lights go out and
murder and stews.
Yeah. I'm like, people don't do murder mystery plays though. Someone's going to die and someone's going to get wrongly convicted of murder.
It always goes badly. Yeah.
Just don't do murder mystery plays.
You'll just be fine. Say no. Yeah.
But, okay, so in the photos with this one, the one that stuck out to me the most is, okay, because there's a bunch of photos of them dressed up for the play, but the one that sticks out to me the most is Captain Lynn Smith is dressed up in Sherlock gear in one of the photos. So I'm wondering, did they drag her into the play? Did she want to be in the play? Is it just like a random coincidence that she's dressed up in that deerstalker hat? I don't know. The whole thing just made me laugh because you know how straight-laced she is and how irritated she gets with Aurora. And I'm like, if she's in the play, I'm going to die. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how that happens. That'll be funny.
Okay, but it's attending a weekend. So is it out of town? Is it there? I'm wondering how all this is going to come together, because if it's out of town, how does Captain Lynn Smith get there? Like, does that mean that Nick is part of the Real Murders Club because he's there in the photos? So, and then there's a part where even Aida is in the photos for the play. And so I'm wondering, everybody can't be going out of town. It probably has to be something that's being hosted in Lawrenceton.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This one sounds fun. I think I'm still more excited for the very first one based on the summaries, but this one sounds fun. And I think I'm going to do three Jessicas for this one. Maybe I should change my vote for the first one. Jessicas for the first one.
I'm going to give this one 3.5 Jessicas.
Okay, so out of the three, is this one
my favorite?
You think so? Yeah. And watch, that's going to be the one that I like the least. And I bet you the second one's going to be the one that I like the best.
That's usually how it happens. Yeah.
I know.
They all look really fun, though. But
oh, yeah, I always enjoy her. Like, I don't think I've watched one where I don't think there's been one of these that I've watched and I've been like, oh, that was disappointing. I think I've had fun with most of them, but that's because mostly I really love the interactions. Honestly, I really love Aurora and Sally, and then I really love Aurora and Aida, and how even when they fight, I just love them together. I love their interactions. So, okay.
They are cute.
So I was going to give you a very quick quiz. If you're up for it. Oh. And if you don't know the answers, then we'll just turn this into facts. Quick facts about Aurora Tea Garden. Okay. So I'm gonna test your knowledge here. All right. So aside from Candace Cameron Bure and Mary Lou Henner, there's only one other character that has been in every single movie. Do you know who that character is? You do?
Is it Arthur?
You were super smart. Yes, it's Peter Benson. He's been in every other movie. Isn't that crazy?
Yay. I just guessed. I was going to guess between Arthur or Sally. But then I said I don't remember Sally in one of them. So
Sally was only Arthur. Not in one other. Like, yes. Good for you. Okay. So
I watch these too much.
I know. I love them though. Okay. So do you know when the first book came out? What year it came out?
I don't.
Okay. I didn't know either. I had to look it up. But 1990. I did not know those books were that old.
I was going to guess the 90s.
Which I feel like 1990 was like last year, but it was like a billion years ago, and I feel super old. Okay, yeah. Do you know when the first movie came out? What year the first movie came out?
Is it 2015, 2014?
Ding, 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 2015. You're two for three right now, lady. So, yeah, 2015. So between 2000... Oh, between 1990 and 2015, that's a pretty long stretch.
It is.
Like, I found that really interesting because there's been so many, and I'm like, this only started in 2015, and we've already had almost 12 movies. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But, okay. So here is the last question. True or false? You have 50-50 chance here. True or false? The same writer has written every one of these movies.
I'm going to say false.
No, I'm just kidding. I need a better sound effect. I should have done what Amber does and loaded up sound effects on my phone. Yeah, can you believe it? Tina Booth has written every single one of these.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Tina. I mean, on a couple of these, she's had some... you know, some other writers come in. I don't know if it's for cleanups or just, I don't know, but she has written every single one of these scripts, which I think is amazing. So go Tina. Go Tina Booth. And
I can see that. I can see that now because it flows so well. And I'm guessing because she's the only one that's writing. That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if she like maybe knows Charlene Harris. Maybe they have a relationship beforehand or something, and then maybe that's the only person that Charlene wants her to write. Like, I don't know. I'd be interested to find out more. I'd be like, so Tina Booth, if you ever listen to this and you want to come on the podcast and talk about writing all these movies, yay. DMs are open.
Yes, come on.
I'd love to have some Tea Garden talk with you. So okay, so yeah, this is a super quick episode just because we wanted to kind of touch base on all these before Sunday. And what we'd really love to know is which one you are most looking forward to. I'm hoping that throughout this week we will get some like 30-second previews or something. Maybe some mini trailers or something that we can leading up to Sunday. But for now, I'm sticking with my photos and my photo assumptions and all these summaries. But we want to hear from you which episode you're most looking forward to. So let us know in the comments. Or you can send us an email at feedback@hallmarkiespodcast.com. Or you could do my most favorite thing and leave us a voicemail at 801-855-6407. Your feedback could very well end up on one of our feedback shows. Amazing. I do love the voicemails.
Me too.
I can't lie. I love the voicemail. So listen, nobody will ever pick up the phone. Nobody will ever, hi, what's your feedback? It's just a beat and you just speak to us and then we play it. And I secretly like legit squeal because it makes me so happy. And then we try and play them on the feedback show. So leave us a voicemail. They're my favorite. Okay. So that pretty much does it for this edition of Tea Garden Talk. So Caroline, where can people find you online?
You can follow me on Twitter at Mita Caroline R.
Fantastic. And you really should, guys, because she has her finger on the pulse of all things Hardee's. So you really want to get in on that. Okay. As for me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Girl Gone Hallmark. And you can follow the pod on Twitter at Hallmarkies Pod, on Instagram at Hallmarkies Podcast. And if you are so inclined, you can join us over at patreon.com/Hallmarkies, where for as little as $2 a month, you can have access to exclusive patron-only content. $2 a month, people. It's a bargain. So, all right. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. We appreciate each and every one of you and the time that you take to listen, comment, and tweet with us. It really means a lot, and we do value your time and support. So, all right. That's it for now. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.